Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as if Your Life Depended on It. This book will teach you how to take control in essential conversations in your daily life. Chris Voss is a former FBI negotiator, who often negotiated with kidnappers to free hostages. Once, kidnappers asked the family of a hostage to pay a ransom of $150,000. The family told Voss that they could pay between $50,000 to $85,000. However, Voss successfully managed to lower the price to $4,751, and the hostage was rescued safely. This is only one of the many successful mediations he took part in over his 20 years of experience, on the basis of which he created a solid theory which can be applied not only to international crises, but also to situations that concern our families, careers, intimate relationships, and even parenting. Voss is also the founder of the Black Swan Group, a Fortune 500 company, and has taught and given lectures at Harvard and MIT. The co-author of this book, Tal Raz, is also the co-author of the New York Times best-selling column Never Eat Alone and a content editorial consultant at a number of companies. If you are a regular user of our platform, you may know that we have unlocked a lot of books on negotiation methods. One of them, Getting to Yes, regarded as having an unrivaled place in the literature of dispute resolution, introduces the principled negotiation, a method researched by the Harvard Negotiation Project. So, is there a difference between Voss' theory of negotiation and the one introduced in Getting to Yes? There is. The book states that the negotiating parties are rational actors, while Voss's theoretical approach assumes that they are irrational instead. The theory comes from the work of Daniel Kahneman, an American psychologist who believes that humans have two thought systems. A system one which consists of our innate skills that we share with other animals, fast, intuitive, and emotional, and a system two which is slower, strenuous, and rational. Kahneman's theories have already been covered in our bookie about his work Thinking Fast and Slow. When putting Kahneman's theory and negotiations together, the first step is observe and analyze one's system one, their emotions, reactions, and feelings. Then, questions can be asked in order to influence their system one and receive the desired reaction, granting the initiative to control the other party. In general, this is a kind of negotiation based on emotional control. We will look at the specific negotiation methods in three parts. Part 1, how to quickly establish a harmonious relationship with the other party at the beginning of the negotiation. Part 2, how to persuade others to get the results wanted in a negotiation. Part 3, how to find out unknown information and ensure implementation after negotiation. Let's first look at part 1, how to quickly establish a harmonious relationship with the other party at the beginning of the negotiation. When we are faced with tense negotiations, the first thing to do is to gain the other side's trust and make them willing to talk to you. Therefore, a harmonious relationship is of great importance. So, how do we quickly build trust? The first skill we need to learn is to soothe the other party by listening and repeating what they say. Listening to calm the other party down is the primary skill, because during a tense negotiation, both parties' brains are in a state of excitement. The only way to reach calm is to listen. Repeating what the other party said is the most effective way to make them feel like you are listening. This simple act of repeating is expressing a piece of important information. Please help me understand what you are saying. Besides, when you repeat what the other party has said, it shows that you are a good listener and creates an atmosphere of trust and security. So, how do we do this? Let's explain through one of Voss' case studies. In 1993, a group of robbers stormed the Chase Manhattan Bank, holding two bank tellers and a security guard hostage. After the police rushed to the scene, they immediately surrounded the bank. The situation inside was very chaotic. The robbers sent a message to the police claiming that there were a lot of them inside. The police had no idea what was going on inside the bank. However, they discovered a suspicious-looking car nearby. They suspected that the robbers owned the car, but no one knew exactly what was going on. Voss arrived on the scene. When he was on the phone with the robbers, most of what he did was just repeat their words. For example, Voss wanted to ask about the owner of the blue-gray van outside to find out more about the number of robbers. So, he asked them, We've been able to get a handle on the owners of all of the vehicles except this one in particular. Do you know anything about it? The robber said the other vehicle's not out there because you guys chased my driver away.
We chased your driver away? Voss mirrored. Well, when he seen the police he cut, the robber replied. We don't know anything about this guy. Is he the one who was driving the van? Voss asked. Repeating the robber's words led to further questioning.
Eventually, the robber inadvertently revealed more to Voss than the police had previously known.
You may think it's weird to repeat conversations, but there's a theory behind it.
It's called isopraxism in psychology, and it's an unconscious behavior in animals, including us humans. When repetition begins, both parties become closely connected and keep the same pace, thus creating a harmonious relationship that leads to trust.
There is a profound biological principle behind it. We are afraid of being different, and we tend to seek out the same.
Therefore, consciously repeating words is the art of continually emphasizing similarities between the two parties.
This is an effective way to build communication and trust with strangers. We have covered the first negotiation technique, which is to calm down the other party by listening and repeating what they say. Let's now go to the second tip.
Using the late-night FM DJ voice to catch the other party off guard. In the case mentioned just now, the police talked on the phone with the robber for a long time before Voss showed up.
Voss arrived to pick up the robber's call, and the voice of a stranger alerted the robber immediately.
However, Voss still successfully eased the robber's mind and continued to carry out the negotiation.
Besides the content of what he was saying, his voice and tone were also important factors to make the robber trust him.
Most of us have heard the voice of a late-night FM DJ.
They often use a downward inflecting tone of voice.
The voice is soft, warm, assuring, and it sounds calm and rational. When the robber asked Voss why he wasn't speaking to the same man anymore, Voss didn't answer the question directly.
Instead, Voss spoke to the robber with a late-night FM DJ voice. Joe's gone, this is Chris, you're talking to me now. Each of us sends signals to the people around us all the time.
The brain not only responds to the other party's actions, but also senses the other party's emotions through their voice, just as we can sense whether the other person is smiling or being angry when we answer the phone. When we send out signals of warmth and acceptance through our voice, the conversation flows smoothly. This is why when we negotiate, it's very important to control our voice.
Voss used the two techniques mentioned to gain the robber's trust, and had an in-depth conversation with them. In the end, the two robbers did not shoot anyone. Instead, they all came out and surrendered.
In addition to the two techniques mentioned, there is a third one for quickly gaining the other party's trust early in the negotiation that is labeling their pain. This method, which consists in expressing the pain of the other party, employs tactical empathy to gain insight into the other's ideas and put them into words, building trust between them and the negotiator. In 1998, Voss took on another case. Three fugitives were surrounded by snipers in a building in Harlem, New York.
The police was engaged in a standoff with them, and was hesitant to take any action as it knew they were heavily armed.
The standoff went on for 6 hours. Voss rushed to the scene and tried to negotiate, but found that the fugitives inside the building weren't talking to him at all.
He couldn't repeat what they said, and none of the techniques mentioned earlier worked. So, what did he do?
In that moment, Voss said, "It looks like you don't want to come out. It seems like you worry that if you open the door, we'll come in with guns blazing.
It looks like you don't want to go back to jail."
See, Voss used empathy to identify their feelings and to get them speak out loud, giving the other party respect.
Empathy isn't about being nice or agreeing with others. It's about understanding what they mean by what they do and what forces can change them.
Instead of directly giving orders, Voss repeatedly used the late-night FM DJ voice to label the pain they were experiencing at that moment. After a while, one by one, all three fugitives came out.
"We didn't want to get caught or get shot, but you calmed us down," they said. "We finally believed you wouldn't go away, so we just came out."
So, how do we identify the other part's emotion in negotiation?
Conversations can start off with phrases like "it looks like," "it sounds like," "it seems like." Whether the other party is negative or positive, we can start labeling. "You seem reluctant to accept our offer. You seem depressed." If the other party is in a negative mood, this can weaken their negative mood. If in a positive mood, this can reinforce the connection between you. This concludes part 1. We've introduced 3 techniques.
First, repeat the other party's words. Second, use the late night FM DJ voice.
Third, label the other party's pain.
If you use these 3 techniques, you will be able to quickly build a harmonious relationship between you and the other party, so that the negotiation can proceed smoothly.
Today we are just sharing limited content.
To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle 2 Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.